In 2001, on the 20th anniversary of the grand opening of Baltimore's National Aquarium, Baltimore's Mayor William Donald Schaefer was asked to reenact the ceremony that opened the attraction 20 years earlier. Lainey LeBeau-Sachs, a longtime aide to the mayor, explains, in the spring of 1981, Mayor Schaefer had promised the community that he would open the National Aquarium by August 8th. So about a month before, the mayor went to the site for himself to see how things were going. He discovered that things weren't going well. The supervisor on the job told him that the aquarium would not open by August 8th as scheduled, but that the seal pool would. The mayor exploded. If that aquarium isn't open on August 8th, I'm going to personally jump into that seal pool. Well, nobody paid much attention to the threat, except the mayor's director of media, Chris Hartman. He convinced Mayor Schaefer not just to jump into the pool, but to jump into it wearing an 1890 black and white striped down-to-the-knees bathing suit, an old-fashioned straw hat, and carrying a toy rubber duck. Meanwhile, the clock was ticking, and it was clear that the aquarium was not going to be finished on time. So to soften his embarrassment, on July 15th, a beaten William Donald Schaefer appeared at the newly completed sealed pool in the still-under-construction National Aquarium. In a moment of high drama, he stepped into the pool, wearing a striped bathing suit, straw boater, carrying a rubber duck. It was this event that was to be reenacted 20 years later, with the mayor wearing that original bathing suit. But days before, aides discovered that the original bathing suit no longer fit. It turned out that since the day of the first ceremony in 1981 until the day of the reenactment in 2001, the aquarium had added 125,000 square feet. Mayor Schaefer, by best estimates, 8 pounds.